Legend of St. Christopher, as retold by Horace E. Scudder. There was a mighty man living in the land of Canaan. He was so strong and could carry such heavy loads that he was named Ophero, meaning the bearer. In those days, men born in poverty were wont to join themselves to the rich and noble and serve them. In return, they were cared for all through life by their masters. Ophero was proud of his strength, and said he would serve no one but the greatest king on earth. So he went from one country to another, until he came to one where the king was richer and more powerful than all other kings whom he had seen. Here Ophero stayed, and entered the service of this great ruler. But one day, as he stood by the king in the palace, a minstrel sang and played. In his song, now and then, he uttered the name of Satan. Every time he did so, the king trembled and made the sign of the cross. Now Ophero had never heard of Satan, and he asked the king why he trembled. At first the king made no answer.
"Tell me," said Ophero, "or I will leave thee."
"I tremble," said the king, "because I fear Satan. I make the sign of the cross that he may have no power over me, for he is as wicked as he is strong."
"Dost thou fear him?" asked Ophero.
"Then will I leave thee and seek him, for I can serve no master who is afraid of a greater." Thus Ophero left the king and went off in search of Satan. As he was crossing a great desert, he came upon a mighty being who marched at the head of a vast army. This great one hardly looked at the giant Ophero, but as he passed him, he asked,
"Whither goest thou? Whom dost thou seek?"
"I seek Satan," said Ophero. "I would have him for my master, for he is the mightiest being on earth."
"I am he," said Satan. "Come with me, and thy service shall be easy and pleasant."
Ophero joined the army of Satan, and went marching on with it. By and by they came to a place where four roads met, and by the wayside stood a cross. When Satan saw the cross, he turned in great haste and led his army quickly away.
"Why is this?" asked Ophero. "What is this cross, and why dost thou avoid it?"
Satan gave no answer.
"Tell me," said Ophero, "or I will leave thee."
Then Satan said,
"I fear the cross, because upon it Christ hung, and I fly from it, lest he destroy me."
Then Ophero left Satan and went in search of Christ. After many days he came upon a holy man, and asked him, as he had asked others, where he should find Christ. The holy man began to teach him, and said to him,
"Thou art right. Christ is the greatest king on earth and in heaven. But it is no light thing to serve him. He will lay great burdens on thee, and first thou must fast."
"I will not fast," said Ophero, "for my strength makes me a good servant, and if I fast I shall be weak.
Besides, thou must pray."
"I know not how to pray, neither will I learn," said the proud giant. Then the holy man said,
"Wilt thou use thy strength? Find out some broad, deep river, with a swift current, so swift that man cannot cross it."
"I know such a stream," said Ophero.
"Then go to it, and help those who struggle with its waters. Carry a cross on thy broad shoulders, the weak and the little ones. This is a good work, and it may be that Christ will be pleased."
Ophero was glad to be given this task. He built a hut on the bank of the river, and there he dwelt. Whenever one tried to cross the stream, Ophero gave him aid. Truly, he was the bearer, for he carried many across on his shoulders, so that no one was lost. For a staff, he used a great palm tree, which he plucked up by the roots. Long he lived in his hut, and great was the help which he gave to travelers. At last, one night, as he was resting, he heard a voice, like that of a weak child, saying,
O Pharaoh, wilt thou bear me over?
He went to the bank of the river, but he could find no one. He went back to his hut and lay down. Again he heard the same voice. This happened 3 times. Then he lighted a lantern and went out to search the country about. Now he came upon a little child who begged him, O Pharaoh, O Pharaoh, bear me over tonight. He lifted the child and placed him on his broad shoulders. He took his stout staff and began to cross the flood. But all at once the winds blew, the waves rose, and there was a roaring in his ears, as if the great ocean were let loose. The weight on his shoulders bore him down more and more, until he feared he should sink. But he held firmly to his stout staff, and at last reached the other bank, and placed his burden safely on the ground.
"What have I borne?" cried O'Pharaoh. "It could not have been heavier if it had been the whole world."
Then the child answered, Thou didst wish to serve me, and I have chosen thee as my servant. Thou hast borne not the whole world, but the king of the whole world on thy shoulders, that thou mayest know who I am. Fix thy staff in the earth. O Pharaoh did so, and lo, out of the bare palm staff sprang leaves, and among the leaves were rich clusters of dates. Then O Pharaoh knew that it was Christ whom he had borne, and he fell down at his feet. O Pharaoh was now in the service of Christ, and not long after he went to Samos, where the heathen were killing the Christians. A man struck him, but the giant only said,
I am a servant of Christ. I cannot strike thee back.
He was bound with chains and taken to Dagnus, king of Lycia. So mighty was the giant that Dagnus fainted with fear when he saw him. When Dagnus came to himself, he asked the giant, Who art thou?
My name, he said, was O'Pharaoh, the bearer, but now I serve Christ. I have borne him on my shoulders. For this I am now called Christ O'Pharaoh, the Christ bearer.
Thus it was that Christopher won his name, and because he was true to his name, he is called Saint Christopher.